The election business, the 84 elections, you seem to have a lot to say about that.
Yeah, I've been brooding on the elections. How many of you plan to vote in the presidential election this year? This is a rough one.
Three.
It only encourages them!
Okay. And do I assume properly that the most of you plan to vote are going to vote for Reagan?
Yes!
Anybody here vote for Jesse Jackson, for instance? I want to get a fix on the mood of the crowd. Yeah, it may be necessary. Question here that asks which candidate I think to be most qualified. And following that is Mondale, and a note saying, is he the prostitute he appears to be? kind of a circle. I like Mondale, actually. I would vote for him. But I think, really, in this election, the only person that's going to beat Reagan, and that does interest me, is Reagan himself. And I believe that that process began about 2 weeks ago with the Lebanon business. And all in my case, it's sort of a situation of my worst fears being confirmed, where the you think the president is nuts. He is a senile, giddy old man. He thinks of himself as some weird cross between John Wayne and the Sun King. They basically not on my side. I rarely thought the president really is on my side. But in this case, I know precisely when Ed Meese, the former prosecutor, Berkeley in the 60s, who had a lot of grudges to settle, for sure. And he's appointed Attorney General, and when this genuine fascist, a working Nazi in Colorado, Joe Coors. And he's even half considered to replace Meese as the person who works with Reagan on a day-to-day basis in the White House. I think he was turned down, even though he put a billboard outside of the window that Reagan could see. He looked sweeping his gaze, sweeping across the lawn. There's a Coors billboard somewhere, just to remind him. But we're talking about a situation that is going to clearly get more dangerous, because I don't believe this president can accept any more humiliations by Arabs. the division of the president of Egypt standing in the press room of the White House flogging the president and insisting that the Israelis must leave Lebanon and that the PLO in fact must come back in was an unusual one. And I don't think that I think basically that people in this country will accept a fascist president. As long as he does a good job. And you get the thing of, say, comparing Grenada to Lebanon. Nobody argued about Grenada. And it really wasn't an ugly war, not a war at all. But I don't think people in this country were ready to see us chased out of the Middle East and had the president hiding in some weird compound in Santa Barbara. And the entire week, the people appearing on the TV screen with their black bars across their eyes, is it his advisors? No one wanted to take responsibility for that policy. And all you can see, the president was the far end of some telescopic lens, half-way horse, running in circles, with his old man clinging to it. Larry Speaks, meanwhile, in the White House, trying to make sense of what the president either wanted to say or couldn't. Because the Joint Chiefs of Staff had, in effect, overruled it one way. And it's very dangerous to have a president who is even more militant and more committed than the generals that we think of as basically your bottom line right wing militarist, and every one of them was opposed all along, and that publicly, to the Lebanese fiasco. And I think 4 more years of that, of using the military for political purposes, would be, as a gambler, I would bet we would not get away with it, because one more defeat like Lebanon, which we're looking for right now with the trying to warn the Iranians to not blow up the Straits of Hormuz and kill off half of the world's oil supply, we're committed to doing something there, and it's something that we the use of tactical nuclear weapons, because we clearly can't fight these Arabs. There are not enough Marines to go in there and control the Lebanese, and these new missile launching destroyers they built at the cost of $50 billion or $1 billion at least, 50 of them, have a success ratio in target practice of something like 1 in 19 shots. We're you saw what happened with Lieutenant Goodman. They sent planes in after the battleships couldn't hit the target, and the planes were shot down. So and looking back to Carter's invasion of Iran the first time, we tried to get the Hussies out. We've had bad luck in the Middle East.